You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
Lebo Santa Claus Hotline, up and running now through Christmas Eve, Mom and Dad. 704-227-8761.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
What's your name?
Cody.
And how old are you? You can't see three. And where do you live? Statesville, North Carolina.
Okay, and here we have the Debbie entry into the Santa Claus hotline.
I feel your pain.
How many Christmases growing up were you deathly ill?
Every time they recorded me like this, talking about my Christmas presents, I had a hacking cough.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Come back.
I live in Mayfield, North Carolina.
And what do you want for Christmas?
I'm a light blue car.
A light blue car. And what else?
Nose isn't stuffy or anything. I don't think there's any nasal congestion whatsoever.
About your doctor on demand?
Yes.
A skateboard.
Oh, skateboard, huh? What else? Are you going to tell me that you're sick, too? You had to tell me you were sick.
You don't have to tell us. I'm about to give him dime tap for Christmas.
And I was sick, too.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. No, thank you.
Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh.
We'll get through it together.
704-227-8761. Lebo's Santa Claus Hotline, up and running now through Christmas Eve.
Brought to you by Lebo's, with 9 locations to choose from, or go to Lebo's.com. Remember, when Santa and his elves need a little help, they go to their friends at Lebo's.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Do you have little ones?
I do.
How little?
10, 9, and 6.
Perfect. Then you've probably experienced this, or at least the fear of this. A new survey reveals that 30% of children get bored with their new toy by the end of Christmas Day. Have you ever had that happen where you like went out and got that gift that they really wanted and you were so excited for them to open it and have it, and by like noon they were done with it?
Absolutely.
What was it? Do you remember?
Last year they got Nintendo 3DSs, and two were brand new when we sold them, and one had probably been used less than an hour.
So, oh, my gosh.
On one hand, you can say you're glad that they're not addicted to video games and electronics, but on the other hand, whew.
Because you think you've pulled it off. You think that, they mentioned this, they said they wanted this, and got it. And you can't, as a parent, wait for Christmas morning so they can rip open that package and there it is.
You're more excited about them seeing it than anything you get.
And then turn around and they're just completely done with it by noon. This percentage goes up more and more every year. It's now up to 30%. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Mom and Dad, when have you done that? When have you gone out and thought you got the perfect gift and they opened it and you're like, this is Nirvana, and they're done with it by noon, completely bored with it?
My daughter and that stupid Hatchimal from last year. She wanted it so bad, and she only had 3 things on her list. And that was one of them. So I was like, I'm going to get it, and it's going to be for me, not Santa. So we got it, and she played with it till it hatched, and that was it. And even when it was hatching, she still got bored of it.
It's wife material.
Like, this is all it does? That was kind of an epic fail.
Are you still taking calls about the Christmas presents that got bored?
Yes.
My sister 1 year asked for Cheetos for Christmas.
Yeah.
And so she got like 4 or 5 of the big family size bags. She ate 2 pieces and decided she didn't like Cheetos anymore.
Well, at least you weren't out a lot of money on that one.
Yeah. We got a good kick out of it because that's all she wanted was Cheetos. So we got her a whole bunch and she didn't like them anymore, apparently.
Hi, Tori.
Hi.
This is a prison lady. I don't know if you remember me or not. I used to work at the prison all the time.
No.
Is there something you're forgetting to tell me?
You
visit the prison?
Apparently you've got me mixed up with the other Charlie that spent a lot of time in your prison. Hi.
Yes, calling about the toys the kids get tired of real quick.
That's right. They open it on Christmas morning, and by noon, they've almost forgotten it.
Well, when my daughter was little, she wanted the Ninja Turtles.
So I went out and I bought all that I could find. And she opened them up and looked at them and said, well, that was stupid, and never played with them.
Oh, bless your heart. Oh, no.
At least she didn't have the lady from the prison calling her saying, you remember me?
More music.
More music. More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Right now, this is happening 15,000 times a second around the world. What is it?
It's startling, isn't it? Right now, this is happening 15,000 times a second around the world. What are we talking about?
Frightening.
Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Texting.
No, that's not it. Thank you, though.
Thanks.
Is it sneezing?
Hi, I have a guest at a QC.
Yeah, right now this is happening 15,000 times a second around the world. What?
Is it a car accident?
Funny you should bring that up because someone who works with us just had one out in front of our window.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh. Yes, I'm calling about the smartest person in the QC.
Yes, the question is, right now this is happening 15,000 times a second around the world. What?
Is it a birth or death?
No, that's not it. Good guess, though. Solid guess.
Yeah, have you got an answer yet?
No, what you think?
How about texting?
No, not it. I bet you that texting is happening more often than this.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Couple of hints for you. Not a bodily function or reaction of any kind, and nothing that you can do on your phone.
Have you got an answer yet?
This is happening 15,000 times a second right now around the world. What?
Somebody's going to jail.
It's old. That's so depressing. That's way too depressing for this show.
You don't want to spend Christmas in jail, do you?
No, we don't. Which, of course, takes me back to this.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi.
This is a prison lady. I don't know if you remember me or not. I used to work at prison all the time.
Still not ringing a bell.
Hi, do you have your smartest person in the QC yet?
Right now, this is happening 15,000 times a second around the world. What is it?
Is it a child pitching a temper tantrum?
Is it a child doing their best to get on the naughty list? No,
that's right.
That is not it. Thank you and good luck.
You're welcome.
Another listener on our prayer list right there. Smartest person in the QC.
Right now, it's happening 15,000 times a second around the world. What is it?
Hi, can I guess twice?
Sure.
The first one is swiping a credit card.
You don't need guess number two.
I knew I was right. Thank you. Awesome. Yeah. I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Well...
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Duke Energy. Duke Energy is building the smarter energy future that we all deserve with energy that is affordable, reliable, and cleaner today and for years to come. Learn more at duke-energy.com/future.
I love this story. NBC claims Six Flags Great Adventures in Ocean City, New Jersey had to cancel the world's largest snowball fight on Saturday. What do you think would cancel snowball? Extreme heat?
Yeah, or maybe just lack of participation or something?
No, the snowball fight was canceled because of snow. Let me repeat that. Our attempt at the world's largest snowball fight record was canceled because of snow. Ocean City was under a winter storm warning until 6 a.m. on Sunday, as 6 inches of snow was forecast, and kids were going to use plush snowballs during the fight.
So they didn't want real snowballs.
No. This is like a world record for the world's fakest snowball fight? I don't understand this.
They never anticipated the actual thing happening.
Karma, baby. Karma. An Inside Edition claims Oregon mom Angie Bullock recently got revenge on a porch pirate.
I can't stand it when I see these videos of these people just boldly walking up to the porch and taking packages. It's awful.
I was unfamiliar with this term.
Yes.
I never been a porch pirate.
Oh, they're just awful.
Apparently, this dude with a patch over his eye and a peg leg. Pirate stole a holiday package from her front porch that contained Christmas pajamas for her four-month-old son.
Oh.
So Angie did what any mad mama would do. She lured the pirate back to the house by placing yet another holiday present on her porch.
Mm-hmm.
She tells the TV show that she filled the package with her four-month-old's dirty diapers.
Awesome.
And the pirate took it.
Great.
Police officer was dying laughing when I told her about it. The officer said, well, this is going to go around the briefing room. Oh my gosh, what I'd be to be a fly on the wall when they opened that.
Love it.
Well, you'd be the only fly on the wall because all the other flies would be heading for the package.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.